T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're at Twin Peaks in Davie. That is the place to be. Be here till 6 o'clock. Our boss, Len, is laying down the hammer. So we got to get right to it. We're going to play some Cheers 2. If you want to get in, 786-360-0790. Fire off the big open, Solana. Wow. New.
The segment is called Cheers 2, and Funky what? Buddha paid for it.
Wow!
Let's play Cheers 2!
What? Wow! Quite the lead up! I'm not certain the jingle was what I had in mind. Huh.
That was gold.
The segment is called Cheers 2, and Funky Buddha paid for it.
Was that Marcos?
I think that was Tommy.
Oh.
That was excellent.
I like
Talk that. About being caught off guard in a plot twist in a movie.
It was.
That was Luis Diaz of the Power 96 Morning Show.
Oh.
That okay. was Luis?
Yeah.
That was excellent. Boy, that was quite the opening.
That was great.
Wow. All right. Winner's going to get $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery Tap Room in Oakland Park. We will go to the phone calls in a moment. 786-360-0790. First, we'll go around the room quickly, give you our cheers to. I am giving cheers to John Travolta, who turned 66 today. The only reason I'm giving him cheers, too, is it gives me an opportunity to play John Travolta trying to introduce the singer Idina Menzel. That's her name, Idina Menzel. This is at the Oscars.
There will always be a special place in my heart for the movie musical and for the songs that create their most memorable moments. Here to perform the Oscar-nominated, gorgeously empowering song, Let It Go, from the Oscar-winning animated movie Frozen, please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
It never gets old. Idina Menzel became Adele Dazeem.
The wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
The wickedly talented, the one and only Adele Dazeem, and then we gave that call to Don Bailey Jr. to work into a Hurricanes game.
Up and runs it in for a touchdown.
The wickedly talented Adele Dazeem has nothing on our Hurricanes.
Not bad, right?
Not bad.
Not
at
bad.
All
right. So
the wickedly talented Adele Dazeem.
It's perfect. Crowder, who are you giving cheers to?
I'm giving cheers to Giannis Antetokounmpo. Did you see what he's been doing to James Harden? And you know I love old school basketball. Giannis can't stand James Harden. He took a shot at him after he picked his team. He said, I'm picking guys that play defense. He threw a ball at his face last year. I think he tried to hit him. I saw a screenshot of him trying to hit him this year. He shot an elbow at him during the game. After the game, they asked him what was their offensive approach, and he said, we just give the ball to the person that James Harden is defending. And I 100% agree with him, because I always get on y'all about NBA players that don't play defense. They're one side of the court guys, but I love Giannis. Everybody assumes if you don't speak English, you got to be a nice guy. He is a dude with an accent that's a butt wipe, and I love Giannis Antetokounmpo. I fell in love with him. That's my dude.
What happened to music we used to play during Cheers 2, Solana?
I kind of faded it out prematurely. Let me see what I can do here.
Well, just play the big open again.
You want the whole big open again?
Yeah, why not?
It's a great open, I got to say.
Feels like it's building up to something
huge.
Uh-oh.
The segment is called Cheers 2, and Funky Buddha paid for it.
Cheers to
alright. Again, it didn't really deliver from the whatever. Alright.
That's gold.
Solana. Way too loud. I can't even hear myself think. Solana, who are you giving cheers to?
I'm giving cheers to going to the movie theater by yourself.
That's it?
That's it?
All right. It's probably fine. I can't do it, but it's probably fine.
Well, I was against it. I was passionately against movie theater going solo. But I've tried it now. I've gone to 3 movies by myself, and I think it's a better overall experience. I got
to
be honest.
It probably is. It probably is because you actually get to walk. But it's just something about walking in there and taking your seat by yourself.
Don't you got an old lady, Solana?
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
I
don't want to get too deep into this, but she's probably annoying.
I don't think that's getting too deep into it. You pretty much laid it all out there.
Because if you choose not to go with her,
which girl are you talking about, Valentina or Jay Fig?
I don't. You know what? Never mind. I ain't gonna mess up your game, baby. Do you?
Because he ain't going to the movies alone.
No, Jack.
You see. Dan Day, who you giving cheers to, Dan Day?
I am not taking the bait on that one. We've had the movie theater, Lynyrd Skynyrd. We've had Zion Williamson. Nuh-uh, none of that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Instead, I'm going to give a lot of love. I want to give my cheers to the end of each quarter during the NBA All-Star Game, which saw NBA stars, or at least the NBA, donating money to charity. Forever was behind in the quarter.
Yeah, that was really cool.
That was.
Big heart, big love, loved it.
Somebody just dropped a Florida State hat on our table. I threw it into the fireplace here at Twin Peaks. All right, nice job, Dan Day. All right, we got to stay to the clock here. I got to go through these phone calls quickly. This is for a $50 gift card at Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room in Oakland Park. We love that place. Use some of it to get the Yucatots for sure. Jorge in Doral, who are you giving cheers to?
What's up, fellas? I'm giving cheers to Derrick Jones Jr.
Yes.
For winning the dunk contest. And that crybaby Gordon, Derrick said, let's run it back next year. And Aaron's not going to do it.
Yeah, you know what? I don't blame Aaron Gordon for not wanting to do it again because he's gotten 2 questionable outcomes.
Yeah.
But Derrick Jones Jr., in my mind, was far and away the better dunker that night.
Yes.
And the dunk over Bam Adebayo was 1,000 times better than the dunk over Taco Fall, which wasn't a dunk over him. It was using him to vault.
Yes.
Like, that's not a dunk. That's not jumping over someone. Roger in Alapata. Who are you giving cheers to, Roger?
Roger dropped. Let's go to Adam in Cooper City.
You know what? You did write that to me already. I apologize. Adam in Cooper City. Who are you giving cheers to?
Hey, what's up? Hey, I'm giving cheers. Go ahead and give it to Taco Fall because he had a head and neck full up.
Yeah. Taco Fall is expecting.
Taco Fall should be in traction for what Aaron Gordon did to his back. Like, come on. I mean, that was, like, did you watch the replay it?
Oh, if I was Taco, I had to talk to Aaron.
Yeah, because he drug you.
You need to publicly apologize to me or we got to wrestle. For real.
Right. You used me as a prop.
And then
you rubbed your junk all over me.
Yeah, your meaty meat touched my neck. We got to wrestle or I need an apology.
Lenny in Weston. Who are you giving cheers to, Lenny?
All right, I got to give it to Dwayne Wade for rigging the voting.
You know what?
Pulled it out. Representing Florida.
I am totally down with that. That was a brilliant maneuver.
It was like a boxing ref.
It was. It was like hanging chads.
What's his wife's name? Gabrielle.
Gabrielle Union.
She taught him how to act a little bit because he was acting confused.
Yeah.
He knew exactly what
he did. Right.
Mitch, at some point you got to put him on hold, Solana. I mean, it's at some point with like we get the Cheers 2 nominee, we put him on hold, we move on to the next.
Oh, this isn't Hawk Crowder, Mitch. I thought we gained a guy.
I mean, Jesus. Does Mitch get more talking time than Dan Day? I mean, Lenny or whatever. Who was that?
That was Lenny. Let's go to
Mitch. Mitch, go ahead. Are we giving cheers to?
Floor's yours, Mitch.
Okay, I'm really giving this a lot of thought. And this is the best I can do. I'm giving some cheers to anybody who gets excited when they see the teams line up for a free kick.
Free kick excitement. Free kick excitement. Appreciate it, Mitch.
Do you? I don't even understand it.
Free kick excitement. Oh, he's looking at me.
You're just gonna keep repeating it.
I don't know what's going on.
Tom, who are you giving cheers to, Tom?
Oh, I gotta give cheers to my girlfriend. Honestly, I went through 4 jobs real quick. I know everybody's getting 20 minutes to talk, but I'll be quick. I went through like 4 careers last year, and she stuck by me. And you know, she's making a ton of money. She's got all the looks in the world. But I mean, after this last Valentine's Day, everything she treated me to, and I treated her to, it'd be nice to take her out to Funky Buddha with my broke ass having a $50 gift card.
Very nice. All right, here are your nominees for cheers to. This for a $50 gift card at the Funky Buddha Brewery. Caller 1 to Derek Jones Jr. Caller 3 to Taco Fall. Caller number 4 for D. Wade, rigging the outcome. Caller 5.
Excited free kicks.
And caller 6, his girlfriend, stuck by him through thick and thin. I'm voting for caller 4, Lenny in Weston, D. Wade. He made sure the outcome was the right outcomes. Crowder, who you voting for?
I am voting for Tom with his girlfriend holding him down, man. You thought I was going with Mitch. I did.
I thought you were going.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
I thought you were going with Mitch.
I would have rolled with him if I knew what he was talking about. But Tom.
You seem to be the only one who knows what he's talking about.
The excitement of free kicks. But Tom, it's always the other way, man. The dude takes care of the woman. Not a woman, man. She got a dude. He can't hold down a job. I don't know what you're good at, Tom. I love you to death, though. I want to vote for Tom with his girlfriend.
Solana, you've got the deciding vote. Is it Lenny for D. Wade or Tom for his girlfriend?
Let's go Tom for his girlfriend. That's a nice story there.
Boy, how do you get it wrong every single week? All right, Tom, you get $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery. It's in Oakland Park, the tap room, and use that $50 well. You get yourself some nice drinks and some yucatats.
And if, Tom, you could offer somebody at the next table a free drink if they paid you cash for it, maybe.
Sell it.
So he can slide with a little something.
Right. You turn that $50 gift card into like $30 cash.
I'm telling you.
It's the way to go.
You do that with an EBT card when I was a kid.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.